So it's great to talk to you today, Fred.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
What's new in the world of Fred Eaglesmith these days?
Not a whole lot new. I'm recording an album, which I hope will be out by Christmas or springtime, latest. And I'm touring, of course. And that's it. That's what I'm doing.
I think at the moment you're down on the eastern seaboard of the U.S., is that right?
That's right. I'm a few hours out of Cambridge.
So you're heading back into Ontario for two shows. Friday, October the 23rd, you're going to be at the Mount Pleasant Community Centre. And then you'll be in Cambridge at the Cambridge Arts Theatre on Saturday, October the 24th. Just give us an idea of what people can expect when they come to a Fred Eaglesmith show.
Right. Well, these are totally shows we put on ourselves. I don't know the Cambridge one, if we're putting it on ourselves, but I believe we are. So in other words, we go in and set up the chairs and the sound, and we put on a show, a lot like how rock and roll started in the late 50s, early 60s. Not a lot of outside input on the show. It's basically the band puts on the show with a little help. And we do everything ourselves, and we raise some money for charity. People come, and there's no wristbands, there's no name tags. You can bring your camera, and you can bring a bottle of water if you want to. So it's really an easy experience and much more sort of towards the heart of rock and roll.
You also have this wonderful thing where you auction pies. I know that's been very successful. I just saw a figure, I think, what, $45,000 or something you've managed to raise for charity in pie auctions?
We sell two pies a night. We had a limit, and we were getting up to seven or eight pies, and it was more pie auction than concert. And so we had to limit it to two pies. And if our fans bring pies, we auction them, which they often do. And in the last 2 years, we've raised over $45,000 for Operation Smile.
That's wonderful. And how does that money get used?
Operation Smile works in third world countries, Doctors Without Borders and people like that. And these kids with cleft palates born in third world countries, really bad social stigma attached to this. Really, they're not politically correct. They have to hide away, a lot of them. And they restore their faces for $240 a child. So at least every single night that we have a pie auction, there's two or three kids whose lives get changed every single night.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, you know, we're so lucky to have you out there putting on these great shows. And again, it's great to talk to somebody who really just loves getting out and playing for people. Now, the last album you produced was, I think, 2013's Tambourine. We're going to play a track from that just now. I think you mentioned at the start of this interview you're planning to head into the studio soon. Can you give us a little bit of idea of what sort of things you'll be thinking about putting down?
Well, I can, but I, you know, it always ends up different than I planned it. So this, I'm making sort of a little more rootsy record. And Tambourine was much more of a rock and roll record. This one's sort of a lot of the themes I've used before with a twist. And the working title is sort of Motors in the Morning Mist. So I'm trying to put this, I have a concept together, but I can't really articulate it. And we'll see if it comes out in the music.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. Again, those two shows that are taking place in Ontario, Friday, October the 23rd, 8 p.m. at the Mount Pleasant Community Centre. We'll have all the information on our website. Tickets for that are $25 in advance, $30 at the door. And Saturday, October the 24th at 8 p.m. at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Again, tickets $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Fred, it's been a great pleasure to chat to you today. What would you like us to play from the Tambourine album?
You could play the very first cut. That's what it takes.
Okay, this is Fred Eaglesmith with What It Takes from Tambourine. And Fred, it's been a great pleasure talking to you today.
Okay, thank you. Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Well, just leave them with the band. take my hand, and we'll just dance. That's what it takes to look into your eyes. That's what it takes to make you realize. That's what it takes that I'll face the wind. That's what it takes, then I